Doing great, doing great. Hey, kind of rejuvenated coming off of the bye?
Yeah, you know, feel a little better. I mean, it's always good to take a little break. It's been a the last couple of weeks have been pretty tough, but I think our guys have worked hard, and hopefully we'll have a good week of practice.
After the great start, what are you guys trying to do to put it back together here? Getting out the gate clean 4-0, and then things maybe not going so well for a few weeks for you.
Yeah, we just haven't played as well. We haven't made as many plays as we were making in the first four games. So, you know, you take an opportunity to look at what you've been doing and look at the players and how they've been playing and assess it over nine games, and then you try to move forward doing the things that you think will help you get better on all sides of the ball, and that's where we've been focused. You know, we've got to be better. We got to make more plays, and we got to do a better job of not shooting ourselves in the foot.
Coach, most people will tell us during a bye week there's really a lot of self-evaluation, especially for the first week. When you're on a losing skid, you probably learn a little bit more about your football team that maybe you can't really deal with week to week, game to game. What is it you found? How guys have performed? Is it no problems with effort or anything that maybe comes with a skid?
It hasn't been with that. I mean, we've been in a lot of the games. We've just, when it's coming down to it, for example, in Green Bay, we had a number of drops on easily catchable balls, and those are things that you can't do. They can impact your game. And we've had some missed tackles in the Monday night game against San Francisco. You know, we had some tackles for 5-yard gains that we missed that turn into bigger gains, and it's those kind of things. I think that we've had some injuries. We've changed some personnel. You know, that's the nature of an NFL season. But when you get a bye as late as we did after 9 weeks, you have a lot of information that you have an opportunity to look at and try to process, and that's what we've done. And, you know, we're trying to look at what we do well, where we've had problems, and how we can correct those things.
Coach, forgive me if you've been asked this already. I just got here. But could you talk about maybe the evolution you've seen in the Falcons offense and Matt Ryan since you played them in the playoffs? You know, I guess 08, I know it's a long time, but from your study of film or whatever you might remember from that game?
Well, I mean, that's a long time ago, and, you know, all teams change a lot in that period of time. I can tell you what I've seen from this year is that they're playing at a very high level. They've got very good skill position players, and Matt Ryan does a great job. He gets the ball out quick. He's very accurate in his throws, and he trusts his players, and they make plays for him. They're very impressive offensively.
Coach, could you tell us about one of your young players, Washington, and his ability to tackle and blitz and make plays for you in the middle of that defense?
Well, he's developed into a good young inside linebacker. That's what we thought we were getting when we drafted him out of TCU a couple years ago, and he's steadily progressed. I think he's a good fit for our defensive scheme. We ask him to do a number of things, whether it's fill the run, play defense, cover, one-on-one, blitz. And he's done very well. I think he's a smart player. He's got some good guys around him, and they play well together as a team. And there's no question we're very excited about Darrell's play.
It's a numbers game. You want a 5-game losing skid, and normally that means, okay, it's going to be a hell of a lot tougher. Now, it's not going to be easy, but you guys really are still sort of in the thick of it. I'm assuming you got a couple of veteran guys who kind of get that point across to everybody that needs to hear it.
It hasn't been an issue with our guys. We've got a good group of guys. They've always worked hard. I think that we understand that it's not easy or fun when you lose games like we have. But you know, the NFL's tough, and our guys are working hard. They believe that we can string together some wins and stay involved, and that's what we're looking. That's the way we're looking at it.
Coach, I saw a couple of your games. I think the Green Bay game, because the Falcons were playing on Monday. How's Patrick doing? They were talking about his tackling on that broadcast. Is that really an issue, and how's he developing for you as a young cornerback in the league?
I'm happy with Patrick. I think we put him in a tough position sometimes because we've had to match him up on some of the other team's best players, and that's never easy. And we've asked him to play a number of different spots, which, you know, you're involved in different techniques and different study, and it's a tough situation. But he works hard, and he's getting better as a cornerback. I'm very excited about his future. I think he's going to be one of the better players in the league at that position, and he's working hard at it. I mean, we all have things that we have to improve on. When our record is where it is, you know, everybody needs to get better, and we're all looking at what we can do. But I'm really pleased with Patrick and his development.
The situation of quarterback, bang up, not sure who's in, who's out. How much does that, you've been around this a long time, how much does that actually, not just the physical part of Sunday, but how much does that affect a football team getting ready for games?
Well, I just think it affects your continuity sometimes, just because you have different guys in there and you get a sense of timing and feel. And you know, that's, you see a number of teams in the NFL that are now facing those issues. I think that's going to happen. You have to try to work around it as best you can, and you know, it's never easy, but that's the NFL.
The run game, how would you assess so far, 9 games in?
Not good enough. We haven't been as effective as we need to be running the football. And, you know, we've had a number of different guys there. We've had a lot of injuries at that position, and having, you know, two of our top guys haven't been able to play very much, and that's always difficult. But we've got to do a better job of running the football.
Mike Nolan, what you've seen so far, watching what this defense has done?
They do a nice job. They play hard. They give you a number of different looks, you know, and come at you a number of different ways. We've played Mike before in a number of times when he was in Baltimore. We were in Pittsburgh, and certainly when he was in San Francisco. So he's a good football coach and does a nice job. We know that it'll be a tough situation for us.
Coach, the guys out there have hinted at some personnel changes. I guess we saw Potter in the Green Bay game. Do you have any more coming? And could you give us an update on Beanie Wells?
Well, Beanie's practicing. He'll be eligible to return next week.
Okay.
Not this week. But, you know, we're looking at a number of different things. We're trying to find the best combination of players, and we're not afraid to make changes if we feel like it's going to help us get better. Obviously, I'm not going to talk about any different changes in personnel from a strategy standpoint. I don't think that's in our best interest.
Understood.
What about protecting a quarterback? Yeah. If you were pretty flat out emphatic that the running game not good enough, I'm assuming your protection has to be better too.
Yeah, I would say that's an accurate statement. You know, there's a lot of things that we've got to do better offensively. I don't think there's any mystery about that. You know, we haven't protected the quarterback as well, and that's a team thing. It's not just an offensive line or the quarterback. That's something that you know, we've worked to try to get better at it, and we know it's in the NFL, when you play teams that have good edge rushers like the Falcons do, it's a challenge. So we've got to continue to work to try to mix our protections and do things to try to compensate for it. And we made a change at left tackle. You know, that's one of the things that we did. And you know, you're always looking at different things.
Hey, Ken, I know because you were with Pittsburgh, and it seems to be at least this many miles away, an organization that really hasn't had to deal with a lot of things, or at least they've never become public. When one side of the football is playing definitively better than another, sometimes you've heard it, and we've all heard stories, it could be a little bit of a fraction in the locker room. There might be this little bit of grumbling. We're taking care of our business. Why are you guys not? I know you said this is a really good group, but is there a reality to that sometimes if you don't have the right locker room?
You know, I've heard those kind of things. I haven't been around a team where that's been the case. You know, like I said, our guys have worked hard. I think that they've been very supportive. We've had all three components, offense, defense, and special teams, make plays at times this year that have been big for us. But we just haven't done it consistently enough as a team. And that's something that we look at. So I think that the concept of team is one that our guys are doing a good job with. And there's no finger pointing or even talking about any of that. So it has not been an issue.
Hey, Coach Ken, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.